rowdies run there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Tonight we're going to be looking at a very successful weekend for our local teams. We're going to welcome our first guest in just a moment. Western New York Flash striker Vicky DiMartino, who scored her first professional goal in Saturday's win over the Washington Spirit. And then at 7 p.m. we'll be joined by Rhinos keeper Christian Nisch. He had a shutout on Friday against Tampa and helped preserve a 1-1 draw against Charleston yesterday afternoon. We're also going to look ahead to the big U.S.-Honduras World Cup qualifier tomorrow night and also the U.S. women facing South Korea on Thursday. Michael Lewis will be talking about that. And, of course, we'll have the latest on the Confederations Cup, some big news today in the Cup, and also news from World Cup qualifying in Africa and Asia. So lots of places to cover, lots of things to talk about. And, of course, here with us, as always, is Joe Sirianni, our host, Lancers Wall of Famer, and the only trainer to be red carded in an NASL match.
Well, that's a long time ago, Andrew. And,
about 38 years ago?
Good evening.
And it's stuck ever since.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what to say. I just, sometimes it's worked for the best, sometimes works for the worst. But anyway, we're here, and just like you said, we got a big agenda on our radio show tonight. And I hope that, our listener will support the teams, the local teams, the Rhinos and the Flash.
They're both in action this weekend.
They're going to be in action. They've been in action, and the weather's not been pretty graceful to the Rhino or the Flash. So I hope that this coming week is going to be a little bit different, and the people are going to venture into the stadium and leave the dogs at home.
That's right. No more dogs. Hey, yesterday afternoon was the annual bark in the park for the
Humane Society. A lot of big dogs.
Yes, and according to the weather forecast, looks like getting warmer and some good weather this weekend. So the Rhinos in action this Friday against Antigua Barracuda FC, 7:35 kickoff, and the Western New York Flash finally come home on Sunday at 4:45 kickoff, and they'll be taking on Seattle. Joined now by Vicky DiMartino from The Flash. Our appearance tonight brought to you by The Flash. Wednesday, The Flash will be in Chicago at 7:30, and then Sunday again at Seattle featuring U.S. international keeper Hope Solo. She'll be in town, so call 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com to get your tickets. Vicky, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on your first professional goal.
Thank you.
What did that feel like? I mean, there was a big win for the Flash against Washington, 2-0. The Flash were missing pretty much all their offense. They had scored goals this season. Abby, Carly, Lloyd, and Sam Kerr were all in national team duty. So you guys, yourself, and Laura Haybor and Veronica Perez all stepped up and did the job against Washington.
It was an awesome feeling. I mean, my first game that I started and I scored a goal was pretty exciting, but when you're called to step up when your other teammates are gone, you're supposed to help the team and get those 3 points on an away game. So it was exciting that I got to help out my team to get those 3 points to move us up in the table. So it was exciting.
Hey, Vicky, Joe Sirianni here. Looking at your bio, you're a natural scorer. I mean, every team that you played, you score a lot of goals. So it's a given that, you know, you will step up and do what you need, what you do best. I look at your professional career and your amateur career, and that's all culminated with, you know, achievement that are unsurpassable, and they are spoken about because you have the quality that a good team, if they give you the opportunity and they give you the service, you can certainly deliver.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I got a great ball from Alex Salen and happened to be in the right place at the right time, which was awesome. And I finished, which, you know, that's my job. I'm a forward. I'm supposed to score goals and, you know, win games for my team. So I was happy I got to do that.
Well, one of the great traits of Italian strikers is they score goals in the opportune moments, and they're always
exactly.
in the right place at the right time.
Just like Giorgio Chinaglia.
And Paolo Rossi.
And Paolo Rossi. Which one did you like the best of those two?
Which one out of what?
Paolo Rossi or Giorgio Chinaglia? Who was your favorite?
De La Rosa.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
bought
him the other day. He's my main man.
All right, that's great. And obviously this year we're with Abby Wambach, Carly Lloyd, two of the veterans of the U.S. national team. How have they helped you getting your pro career going?
I mean, they're the two, you know, greatest girls in soccer, and I'm just so honored that I get to work with them and learn from them and seeing them practice and what they do. And they say some helpful hints to me, you know, do this, do that, and just listening. I'm happy that I get to have two of the greatest women's soccer players on my team to help me and, you know, help my play and everything.
Vicky, just, you know, this may be a question that you may choose not to answer, but I'll ask it anyway.
Of course you will.
Is it pertaining to, you know, playing with Abby and playing with the other people, the other girls that playing your position, what is that you accept, you know, their position, their ability, or that makes you work harder in order to take their place?
What was the question? Sorry, I can't really
hear. My question is, you're playing with Abby, which is a goal scorer. You're playing with the other girls, Samantha Kerr, that this is a goal scorer. And you are a goal scorer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in practice and in actual life, you know, I know that we all think that we're good. That we all think that we're just as good. How do you really feel about, you know, playing? Yes, you answered the question already, but my question is to you is that do you enjoy being on the team that has such prominent people and you have to take a backup so the role, or you they motivate you to be better?
I mean, I love it. I learn from them. When they're in the games, I'm watching what they do and watching their moves and everything. And it's funny because Sam's younger than me, but I'm learning from her, even though I'm older than her, watching the things she does in the game. And even Carly and Abby, what they do at practice, I'm watching them. So I know when I get my chance to do what they do, because they're very successful when they go in the game.
We're with Vicky DiMartino of the Western New York Flash. The Flash, again, home this coming Sunday, 4:05, against the Seattle Reign. It's going to be a great match, and all the goalkeepers out there, all the young girls, will be coming in droves to see Hope Solo. But it's going to be a great match. But Vicky, you mentioned about learning from Abby and Carly. Of course, you're coming from a soccer family. For those people who don't know, Vicky's older sisters, Gina and Tina, played in the WPS, so they were pro soccer players as well. What did you learn from your sisters as opposed to what you're learning from Abby and Carly? How is it different?
I mean, what I'm learning from Abby and Carly is stuff currently in the game and little pointers, because I'm actually playing with them. I haven't really had the chance to play with Tina, really, and I played with Gina in college, but that was a while ago. So just learning stuff now in the game to help my team out because everyone looks up to Carly and Abby, and, you know, they're at the top level, and they know the most stuff. So just listening to them and also getting advice from my sisters, too. You know, Tina knows the game very well. She played at the full national team level, too. So just getting little pointers from everyone and taking that in and not getting overwhelmed, but just taking constructive criticism from everyone is really good, and I'm learning to handle that and show it on the field when I get my chance.
Vicky, you know, I'm an Italian, Andrew's an Italian, and you're an Italian. We know how Italian family works.
Yep.
You know, spaghetti, meatballs,
exactly.
And sitting on the table and talk about soccer. As your family, I mean, you grew up with that idea, seeing how your sister and us involved. Tell us a little bit about, you know, your family and your career in soccer, the encouragement and, you know, and all the things that you did that were good and all the things that you did that were bad. So we're open to anything.
Yeah. I learned from my sisters. I still have a younger sister, so she's learning from all of us. But I just learned a lot from my older sisters, especially Tina, you know, getting to that next level and pushing herself and, you know, always motivating me, and which is good. I got to play with my sister Gina in college, which was an awesome experience, and I got to learn a lot from her. And just being a role model for my younger sister, too. You know, there's some teams where you play, there's some teams where you don't play, but when you get called upon to, you know, step up for your team and make a difference, I think that's what matters, you know. Doesn't really matter for me if I start or I don't start. As long as my team's winning and we're getting those 3 points and I'm making a positive impact, I'm just happy.
How old's your younger sister?
She's 18. Yep.
So she'll be going. Has she started college yet?
Yeah, she's going to be a freshman at Boston College.
Following in the footsteps, huh?
Yep, exactly.
So, of course, Boston, of course, now that Syracuse is in the ACC, maybe you guys will be, we've taken on the Orange again, as they used to do back in the Big East days, so it should be interesting. But you mentioned about winning games. Of course, you guys have 2 matches. You got one more road match on this long trip, road trip this year. You got Chicago on Wednesday. They're really hot right now. They've won 3 of their last 4, and they now have the 2 German internationals have joined their team, and they've really made a difference in their win over the weekend. So what do you expect to see from Chicago? You've played them once already. And then, of course, Saturday you got to play against Seattle. And if you get the chance, how are you going to beat Hope Solo in goal?
Yeah, I mean, just taking one game at a time, you know, sticking to the game plan and our team's strength, and that's how we're going to get the 3 points, but taking one game at a time and not looking too forward in the future, you know, just sticking to the game plan. Our coach gives us as much information as we need to win the game, so it's up to us, and I'm very confident in my team, and just, like I said, sticking to the game plan and one game at a time.
Sounds excellent.
Very good.
We'll certainly be watching, Joe, on Wednesday when they flash take on Chicago. Watch it online. You get it online, right?
Yep.
Absolutely. Yep, we're live.
Absolutely. It's going to be a tough one. And then finally home on 4:05 in the afternoon.
We miss you guys. We miss seeing you.
Definitely.
You know, the women team.
It's been almost a month now.
Yeah, I know.
So right after the Sunday pasta, you got to go out to Salem Stadium and save a little room for hot dogs and see the Flash against Seattle. So, Vicky, thanks very much for joining us, and we'll look forward to seeing you guys on Sunday.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Vicky.
Vicky DiMartino from the Western New York Flash. Again, 4:05 kickoff at Salem's on Sunday against Hope Solo and the Seattle Reign, who, by the way, haven't won a game yet, so we certainly want to keep them winless. But again, Friday, Wednesday at 7:30 in Chicago. You can watch that game online. Flash back in town. We can't wait. Coming up next, we'll be switching our focus to international soccer with Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Lots of news today around the world. We'll talk about it next here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Marcus Hahnemann from the U.S. Men's National Team. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé.
Pittsford United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsford, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash finished their June road trip this Wednesday at 7:30 against the red-hot Chicago Red Stars. Go to NWSLsoccer.com to view the match live online. The Flash return to Salem Stadium this Sunday, June 23rd, for an afternoon match against Seattle Reign FC featuring U.S. Women's National Team star keeper Hope Solo, starting at 4:05. Now is the time to purchase your Flash tickets. Visit the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street, call 454-KICK, or go to WNYFlash.com. Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
On telephone, I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me? And now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call Livewire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mom, father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The Rochester Rhinos are back in action at home this Friday, June 21st at 7:35 against Antigua Barracuda FC. The first 1,000 fans will receive a Rhinos car magnet courtesy of Salins. Plus, this and every match day Friday, join the Rhinos for happy hour and kickstart your weekend at Salins Stadium. $20 gets you a Rhinos game ticket, first two beverages, and dinner in our exclusive happy hour area in the open scoreboard area. Rhinos tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
and our International Report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsford. The website is topnotchmonogramming.com or give them a call at 248-2650. Both the U.S. men and women are in action this week. Get your U.S. soccer gear at Top Notch Monogramming. Of course, with all of your fall sports are right around the corner. Get your embroidered bags and towels and all those things you need for your fall or spring or winter, summer, whatever sports season it is, you can get it at Top Notch Monogramming. But before we go to Dick, we have one more thing to mention about another one of our sponsors, Dr. David Olivo.
She's Andrew. You know, I was there because I was having some dental problem. And let me tell you, Roseanne over there, she fit me in right off the bat. She understood my problem. I went in. They were very, very accommodating. And I can't say enough about the whole staff over there because, you know, they treat you like you're one of their own. So if you have any dental problem, Dr. Oliva is the place to go.
328-3382. And I've been going to that practice since I was 3 years old. So I'm a long-term customer.
And Roseanne is certainly a super secretary and a superwoman, a super friend.
Yep, her father, Dr. Barnes, was the original dentist. He passed away a number of years ago, but Roseanne stayed with it. So now let's go to Dick Howard up in Toronto. And, Dick, a lot of people celebrating around the world today, that's for sure.
That is for sure. Maybe I should come down and get all my dental work done with Dr. Levo. You know, the way you're cheaper, talking about it.
It's probably cheaper than Toronto.
But, Dick, the big news today... One goal was the big news today, scored by Tahiti, the Minnows, the team that everybody thought was going to get blown away. Of course, they did lose 6-1 today to Nigeria, but they scored a goal, and boy, what a celebration. They were rowing the canoes in Brazil today, and the fans were certainly behind them, and it's great to see they put one in the back of the net.
It's tremendous, isn't it? You know, a beautiful part of the world, if anybody has ever been to Tahiti and French Polynesia, it really is a superb country to go to. You've got 118 islands and spread out over a vast area, but it makes it difficult getting players. They've only got one professional player, but certainly for the smallest country to ever play in a senior FIFA competition to score that goal, and 3-1, and they were starting to, you know, make inroads in the game, and then, of course, Nigeria got the fourth goal and two more, so they won quite comfortably, but it was a very credible performance, and I felt bad for them because the first goal, and as a goalkeeper, and you can testify to this, Joe, you know, you hit a defender, you're going one way, the ball goes the other, and we've seen it happen, of course, in an earlier game in the Confederations Cup tournament, so a little bit of unfortunate to go down 1-0, and then, as I say, it was a case of trying to keep control over a talented Nigerian team, but Nigeria missed far too many chances. If they miss those in their upcoming games, they're not going to go too far in this tournament. But no, you're quite right, Andrew. The celebrations in Tahiti, it would be remarkable, I'm sure, in Papeete and all over the country with that goal. And it was a very good goal, actually, a far post header, and he took it very well.
Perfect set piece off the corner kick. But I know Joe wants to talk about Italy, so and Italy certainly did their job on the weekend as well.
Well, certainly, you know, the score, it was a tough game for Italy, just like it was for Mexico. I mean, that two teams that they have faced each other before, and, you know, the penalty was a penalty, and, you know, the goal that Pirlo scored was a completely messed up.
What a magnificent strike, wasn't it? Just incredible.
Exactly. And then, of course, Mr. Perfect Guy, Balotelli, you know, he put the finish touch of it. So a lot of people said a lot of bad things about him. But how can you say bad things when he brings, you know, the winning to the country? So
it's Jekyll Hyde, Joe. It must be so frustrating for Pinelli, you know, having a player like that who can just drive you to distraction. You know, his departure, you know, kicking everything in the tunnel, getting sent off in the game against the Czech Republic, and then, of course, the superbly taken goal to get the win for Italy. And, of course, he takes his shirt off, gets a yellow card, which doesn't help matters, because if you get two yellow cards, then you're going to be out for your final game, which could be critical for Italy. But, no, he really makes things happen, and it's Super Mario or Mad Mario. Which one are we going to see today?
Exactly. You know, I don't remember in our days, nobody took their shirt off. I mean, now they're better built, so they want to show their belt.
Yeah, well, I probably thought, well, he's just to show off his muscles. Yeah, but you get the yellow, it's an automatic yellow card, and
if he
does something in the next game, he's out of the final game.
If Charlie Shannon was the coach, he will find him for taking the shirt off, especially if they compare the next game.
Oh boy,
those were the good old days.
There were some good matches so far. Some great taken goals. I mean, Brazil looks like Brazil finally, and Neymar, boy, what a
goal, Andrew, wasn't it? That kind of shot, and Joe has seen a lot of volleyed goals, but to get those on target, you know, the timing and the execution, the technical ability in putting that ball, it was just remarkable. No goalkeeper in the world would have saved that. It was just tremendous. And so early in the game, of course, and showed the potential of this man, Neymar.
And the speed of the shot, that's what... You know, just that if even if you had the best goalkeeper in the world,
no chance. No, it was a goal last. So I'm sure the Brazilian commentators, will make a meal out of that goal.
Yeah. So coming up on Wednesday, we've got Italy, Japan, and Brazil against Mexico. That could be maybe the last game for De La Torre as the head of Mexico. If they get humbled or beaten, even if they get beaten, I think it's going to be calls for his head because Mexico will be pretty much out of the tournament at that point.
Andrew, I said that he cannot be fired. I read someplace that even though they may lose, they're not going to fire him.
Well,
I wouldn't think so. You know, the thing with Mexico, they've just been so inconsistent in tying games. You know, it's just incredible. They haven't got good results in the CONCACAF qualifying thus far, but they will still qualify. And in the game that we saw against Italy, you know, there were some moments, you know, where they played some good football, but... Unfortunately, they are a little bit sloppy in the defending third, and against good teams, you're going to get punished, and they're up against a good team in the next game. In fact, one of the top teams in the world who, you know, if you give them time and space, they're really going to make a meal and really make you suffer.
Yes, certainly. And so that's Wednesday, and then on Thursday we've got Spain and Tahiti. If Tahiti can score a goal against Spain, I think they'll be partying all night in Tahiti. I think the over-under is going to be how many goals will Spain score. I think we may see double digits against Tahiti.
And I think which team will Spain put out, because I'm sure that, you know, given the nature of the opposition, it's not belittling the opposition, but... you know, I'm sure that we'll see a few familiar faces sitting on the bench because of the opposition in the next game, because they've got some big games coming up and they need everybody, you know, Iniesta and company, to be fit and ready for the upcoming games.
That's right. And so that's coming up in the Confederations Cup. More matches on the weekend as well to finish up the groups. But, Dick, the other big news, and I was about to say, you know, on the show, you know, congratulations to Ethiopia for making the World Cup, but now it looks like there may be some problems. We've got FIFA investigating at least two countries, Ethiopia one of them, for possibly fielding ineligible players, which could really change things up in the World Cup qualifying in Africa. There's a lot of teams that could be affected by what's going on here. So what do you think?
Yeah, well, certainly South Africa would really be delighted with that if the Group A, the team that are battling to get out of Group A. So you just wonder at times, but there are rules and regulations that you have to follow, and if a national association doesn't, then they have to be punished. But certainly you're going to see some familiar faces from Africa in Brazil, but certainly to see a team like Ethiopia would be tremendous, and there could be also some familiar faces again in Asia and some newcomers. So it's great when you have a competition like this, because yes, you will see teams that you expect to see in a World Championship, but there are also teams that exceed themselves and that get great results, and we're seeing that with quite a few teams in both those countries. You'll see, the Ivory Coast, teams like that. But, you know, even a team like Nigeria, they struggle in the last game against Kenya. But they will probably come out of Group F. And you look again at, I'm always looking at a country that I've visited and been with a group of students to Ghana, and you always expect that the Black Stars to come through from that part of the world. But, no, it's going to be an interesting situation, Andrew, as you mentioned, with Ethiopia.
Right, and then in Asia, we're going to have three more teams. As of tomorrow, we'll have three more teams in the World Cup to join Japan from Asia. Korea in a huge match against Iran. They will host Iran. If Korea wins that match and Uzbekistan beats Qatar, then Uzbekistan will make their first appearance in the World Cup. But it you never know. I mean, if Iran wins, then they will go to the World Cup. And then you've got Australia. If they get a victory, they will be going to Brazil. If they manage, though, to lose at home, Iran could sneak in. So it's all up for grabs tomorrow in Asia.
We lost them, I think.
Okay, well, we lost Dick Howard. So, again, that's going to be coming up tomorrow. And, of course, we want to congratulate Toronto FC for getting their second win, I believe, in 28 MLS matches. They beat Washington, D.C. United, 2-1. So
that's a good victory for Toronto, for sure, because the fans over there are impatient as well. And it's too bad because Toronto's got, a lot of people that understand soccer. They know soccer. And, their requirement are superb.
Yeah. Well, we'll have Dick Howard again on next week, as always, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We can recap everything that's gone on in the Confederations Cup and World Cup qualifying. But right now, we'll take our next break. And when we come back, we'll be joined by the goalkeeper for the Rochester Rhinos, Christian Nisch, here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Proudly conservative.
WYSL.
Rochester's home for America's morning show with Quinn and Rose. 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. WYSL, Avon, Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all of their fans for backing and cheering on the team during this past regular season. Because of all your support, the Lancers led the MISL in attendance this season. Season tickets for the 2013-2014 campaign are now on sale, with all seats in the house priced at $130 each. Get your tickets through RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. The Lancers will be back for more exciting indoor soccer action this coming fall.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
The Western New York Flash finished their June road trip this Wednesday at 7:30 against the red-hot Chicago Red Stars. Go to NWSLsoccer.com to view the match live online. The Flash return to Salem Stadium this Sunday, June 23rd, for an afternoon match against Seattle Reign FC, featuring U.S. Women's National Team star keeper Hope Solo, starting at 4:05. Now's the time to purchase your Flash tickets. Visit the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street, call 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. Western New York Flash, experience the best.
Score!
big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Insurance companies do their best to reward safe drivers with savings. But do they really know how you drive every day? And can they reward you for it? The answer is yes. Introducing DriveWise from Allstate, an amazing little device that simply plugs in under your dash, collects driving data from your car, and gets you the savings you truly deserve.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
DriveWise from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
The Rochester Rhinos are back in action at home this Friday, June 21st at 7:35 against Antigua Barracuda FC. The first 1,000 fans will receive a Rhinos car magnet courtesy of Salins. Plus, this and every match day Friday, join the Rhinos for happy hour and kickstart your weekend at Salins Stadium. $20 gets you a Rhinos game ticket, first two beverages, and dinner in our exclusive happy hour area in the open scoreboard area. Rhinos tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or by visiting the Rhinos website at www.rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here with Joe Redcard Sirianni. We'll be talking U.S. national team soccer, men's and women's, with Michael Lewis in our final segment. But right now, let's bring in a gentleman who has been manning the nets for the Rhinos for the last two seasons, had a big shutout on Friday night against Tampa Bay, and then also helped us reserve the 1-1 draw against Charleston on yesterday afternoon, joined by Christian Niche. And Christian's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Rhinos back in action this Friday against Antigua Barracuda FC, 7:35 kickoff. Call 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. Christian, thanks for joining us. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing very well, and we're going to be splitting up the questions here, I think, Christian, because I was at Friday's game, and Joe covered Sunday's match. So
right, so we go with you first.
Okay, since this was on Friday. And Friday, boy, I tell you what, I think it was definitely the best performance this team had all season. It was totally dominant all the way up to probably the 80th minute when Tampa tried to at least get a goal. But what was it about Friday's match, Christian? Was it the preparation? You guys just came out and decided you wanted to get a result and get a goal early on to try to upset Tampa Bay a little bit and get them off of maybe their game plan?
We knew the way they would play, and we knew that we have to do something really, really good at home, because we haven't done anything like really good at home results wise. So we needed a win, and I don't think a win would be enough. I think that was the perfect answer on.
We lost them.
We lost Christian. We'll try to get Christian back in just a moment. And again, it was a great result on Friday, Joe.
Well, I heard a lot of good things about in the game on Friday, the one yesterday. There's a couple of things that I like to ask Christian. Yep. Maybe I really don't know what it was, but certainly the team that they played against, that Charleston was, they attacked, they ran.
They're a quality team. Yep. They're the defending champions, and there's a reason why they won the team. Even though the Rhinos came within 10 seconds of going to the final last year, on that last second goal that Charleston scored, and we have Christian Bex. Christian, sorry about that. Sometimes technology fails us, but
no problem.
On Friday again, it was just a great result, and Tampa Bay really tried to get a goal at the end, and you guys were under a lot of pressure, and you came up with some big saves, and they had 17 shots to R8, but as I mentioned to Greg in a tweet I mentioned online as well, sometimes statistics in a soccer match can be misleading. I mean, they had 12 corners to R1, and they had 17 shots to R8, but yet we won the match 3-0, so you just never know.
Because our defense was good.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean,
like I said, it was important for us to win, and was also important for us to show our fan base a very good performance, because they deserved it after this the rough start of the season we had. And I mean, we all defended very well, and we also needed a shout-out again to just show everybody, okay, the Rhinos are back where they used to be, and yeah, defending-wise. I think it was a very good performance from 11 players on the pitch, so it was a well-deserved win on a Friday.
Did you have a special game plan to shut down Maurizio Salas, who had scored 5 goals in the previous match against Antigua?
I don't think there is a special plan for shutouts, and it's not that we focus on having a shutout. We still focus on how we're going to win the game. A shutout obviously makes it a lot easier to win a game, because then you have to score only one. But it's not that we focus on the shutout. We basically focus that we our system is based on how we beat that team. So
it was a great game plan.
Yeah, it is.
Christian, let's talk about last night game, which was played in the afternoon in the sun, contrary to all the other games that we played in the rain and vice versa. Now, the team that played against Tampa Bay was completely not there last night. What happened?
Well, I mean, first of all, I think we were a little bit tired as well. I mean, they played the night before, even though they were probably even more tired than we were. But our last game was also just like 48 hours ago. The weather was pretty hot, and we just couldn't score a goal more, because then I think when we lead 2-0 against them, they will break down and will never come back. But a 1-0 is always a chance. Just one goal and they are back in the game, and then they get some fresh legs in, and this is obviously a good team. So it's I still think it's a good result against Charleston. When you see the build up and what happened this week, the games Charleston played and the games we played, I think we all were a little bit upset that we didn't win. But I mean, it's 1 point. We got 4 points out of that weekend. This is something we should take as a positive thing and work on that and go keep on working and keep on going.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the goal they scored against us. There seems to be a confusion in the defense, and they caught you that you were not expecting a shot. Tell us about it a little bit.
Well, it was a free kick coming in, and I think Troy headed the ball out, and then somebody from Charleston put the ball into the mixer, a little bit over the far post. I think one of the guys headed the ball back into the close to the 5-yard box, and then I think we were a little confused, and we hadn't been marking as good as we should, and then this guy was basically two or three yards in front of me, and he just smashed the ball in the goal. So wasn't probably our best defending we had. So we should. To be honest, I haven't seen it again on TV. So maybe I have to see it again to really really touch that.
Well, it's the way it seems to me that the defense didn't, just like you said, they had this tall guy come in, the central defender come in and in the mix, and he's the guy that scored the goal because he was not marked. Okay, and just like you said, the ball went in and out, it was headed, and all of a sudden, you find the ball in the net, which I'm sure didn't please you, because up until the time, but on your defense, I have to say that in the second half, you made 2 or 3 key saves that saved the game, because they were really coming at us, and they did a lot of running, they did a lot of chasing the ball. They didn't allow anything to be, anybody that was carrying the ball. They had, the 2 guys on top of them. So,
the problem was, especially in the second half, was the timing of the goal we got. I mean, I think it was like 48th or 49th minute, So basically right after halftime, and that's strategically a very, very bad time for us to concede a goal, because then you could see it on the game yesterday, that like always when you get a goal in that time, they get some fresh air, they get some fresh legs, and it makes it much easier for them because they have a little bit tailwind then regarding the result. And I think the whole game yesterday was about the time we conceded the goal. That's something we should like really, really avoid to get a goal in this time, because that ripped us apart a little bit, and it made it very difficult for us to follow all our game plan and the way we were supposed to play in the second half.
Well, Christian, we're looking forward to seeing you guys on Friday. Antigua has not won a game this year. They'll certainly come in looking to get that first victory, even their first point. They haven't even tied a game so far. So wish you guys the best of luck for this Friday night against Antigua, 7:35 kickoff, and we'll see you at the stadium. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thanks a lot, guys. See you then.
Bye-bye. Christian Nisch here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by U.S. Soccer Report with Lancers Wall of Famer Michael Lewis. We'll talk about the men's and women's national teams, both in action this week, and we'll talk about that next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Cougie Cougie, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Western New York Flash finished their June road trip this Wednesday at 7:30 against the red-hot Chicago Red Stars. Go to NWSLsoccer.com to view the match live online. The Flash return to Salem Stadium this Sunday, June 23rd, for an afternoon match against Seattle Reign FC, featuring U.S. Women's National Team star keeper Hope Solo, starting at 4:05. Now is the time to purchase your Flash tickets. Visit the Salem Stadium box office at 460 Oak Street. Call 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com. Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Andrew Battisti back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass with Joe Redcard Sirianni. Let's go right to Michael Lewis in New York City and talk about U.S. soccer. And it's Michael Lewis's soccer report brought to you by Salins, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Michael, how are things going down in the Big Apple?
Very well, thank you. It's actually not raining, at least where I am today, and it was actually in 80 degrees, so I can't complain too much.
It was the same thing in Rochester, but we had a little rain off and on.
I had hail.
Yeah.
It was an interesting day today, but boy, I'll tell you what, Mike, I was watching that U.S.-Panama match, and boy, you know, the pride just was swelling up because the team looked just outstanding. I mean, it was probably one of their best matches they've played in a long time. It was totally dominant, and the U.S. now have Honduras in Salt Lake City on Tuesday. Tomorrow will be on ESPN. What do you think? I mean, I think the U.S. looking for revenge against Honduras is a pretty big motivator.
Well, if you put everything into a computer, the U.S. should come out ahead, I think, 2-0, at worst 2-1. But they play it on the field, not in computer, even though a lot of people like to play games like that. But the U.S. Has to be buoyed its confidence really, really high after the Panama game. Saying that, Honduras can be a very dangerous site. The Hondurans might be in fourth place in the hexagonal, but they've got some players who can make a difference. Granted, they have a number of starters that are out, either left the team, as in Jerry Bengston going back to New England, or suspended players, or even injured players. But I have a lot of respect for Honduras for what not only did they what they accomplished against the U.S. In Honduras in the very first match in February, but in Honduran soccer history, the last time the United States lost a home game, yes, on American soil, was to the Honduran national team. 3-2, a wild affair in Washington, D.C. on September 1st, 2001. And I was at that game, and it was a reminder, you don't take anything for granted. As well as the U.S. is playing, I'd like to think Jurgen Klinsmann, the coach, will remind the players, as if they do need reminding, that, you know, do not take this team lightly. It's not 3 points in the bag. Although, if the U.S. plays up to its potential, the Americans should win.
Well, the big thing with that match is Honduras really needs this win. If they lose this match, they're going to fall. They're going to remain in fourth.
It
could be in fifth place, depending on what happens in the other match. Costa Rica hosting Panama. Costa Rica, the Ticos, in second place on goal difference over Mexico, but they have the match in hand. And looking at the standings, Michael, the best thing that could happen for the U.S. is for both, obviously, the U.S. to win, but Costa Rica to also win. That would put the U.S. 6 points clear of fourth place Honduras in the hexagonal, and that's with 4 matches left, and that's looking really good for the U.S. if that happens.
No doubt about it. You know, who would ever thought that if the U.S. does win, that the United States would be in a clinching situation going into the game in Costa Rica in September, on September the 6th. I know I'm not trying to put too many carts in front of the horse there, but and I'm not saying the U.S. will win in Costa Rica, but it's interesting to think that the U.S. could be in a clinching situation in game number 7 of the 10-game hexagonal. You know, I'm not going to say Donovan who. I still think they need him. I think any national team in the world needs all its best players. And I don't care what the competition is. You try to bring out your best possible team, unless you're going through a rebuilding or developmental stage. But I'd still have to see Landon Donovan, get on this team eventually.
What's the holdup, Mike? Why is he not back with the national team yet?
I think Klinsmann might not want to upset maybe whatever chemistry he has with the team, the fact that they're proving that they can win without Landon Donovan. I think they could win easier with him in the lineup. I think Donovan has proven that he looks like he's in match fitness, and I think he should – I'd like to think you should bring him in and give him a chance. Donovan is on the Gold Cup roster, which is more like for up-and-coming players and national B-team players and maybe a couple of – a few players from the A-list. But he shouldn't be playing in this year's Gold Cup. He should be playing in World Cup qualifying. Hopefully, come September, that will be the case.
The question is Costa Rica going to import some 115-degree weather for that match after what happened with the snow bowl the first time around? That's going to be very interesting. But I know where you, Michael, I know where you're going to be on Thursday as well. You're going to be at Red Bull Arena to see Abby Wambach and Carly Lloyd and the U.S. women against South Korea. Abby met you halfway. She got one goal. And she didn't get two, but at least she got one. So if she can somehow get a hat trick, she will break Mia Hamm's record.
It's funny. I was in Rochester the night Mia Hamm hit her 100th goal, and I was at a Giant Stadium when Mia Hamm scored her 158th and final career goal. That was just by happenstance because she had a few more games left in her career, and we just figured she'd score a few more. But I was watching the game on Saturday night, and Abby had a number of close chances in the second half. She got that penalty kick in stoppage time. At first I was a bit surprised that she and Hope Solo were second half substitutes, but these are not qualifying matches, and I know that Coach Tom Sermonti is trying to find out about other players on the team. When Solo and Wambach are gone, you want to continue the tradition. I was hoping Abby would have gotten at least one more, because getting three goals in a game is not that easy, even if you're Abby Wambach.
Right. So it's a 7:30 kickoff. It's going to be on the NBC Sports Network. For some bizarre reason, Saturday's match was not televised. I don't understand why, but, whatever. But there's one other, Joe, I don't know if you know this, the second biggest soccer tournament in the world starts this week in Turkey, the Under-20 World Cup, and the U.S. is in that, and what a starting match they have against Spain on Friday. That's going to be a tough road for the United States. They've got Spain, France, and Ghana in their group.
That's not an easy group if you go by what the senior teams have done. And I'm not saying the under-20 teams from those respective countries are chopped liver. They're pretty decent too, but you just don't know how they're going to react as well. I think you've got to give them the respect that the U.S. can get out of its group and get to the second round. It's a mission accomplished for Tab Ramos and the rest of the team. It's not going to be easy. But, I've attended two under-20 World Cups, and these are when boys become men. You find out a lot about these players at the under-20 World Cup. You see how they play, how they react to things. And, in fact, I've enjoyed the under-20 World Cup in some instances more than the World Cup itself, because these players are, playing for their future. I mean, all of them, if not... are under contract with various teams, but there are, you could always make a name. If you make a name for yourself at an international tournament like the Under-20 World Cup, you can go far.
And it's going to be at ESPN2, 2 p.m. kickoff. U.S. already beat Portugal 3-1, so they have some quality on this team. So, Joe, I tell you, you could be watching soccer all week. You don't have to leave your house.
I know. Unfortunately, I live in my house. So, but I got to make sure that I bring a TV with me that so I can watch.
Well, bring your iPhone. I can get all the matches on there.
Right.
But Michael, we hope you have a great time with the national team. I saw already team tweeting some pictures from around New York City, so I'm sure they're very excited to be playing at Red Bull Arena and South Korea. See what they do.
Hey,
have a good night, Michael. Thanks so much.
Have a good night.
Thank you, Mike.
Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Of course, I want to thank Michael, as always, for being on the show, along with Dick Howard. Our special guest tonight, Vicky DiMartino from The Flash, along with Mike Cipolla, who helped us out with that, and Christian Nietzsche from the Rhinos, Greg Stanton and Dave Slinsky, also from the Rhinos. Thank you for setting that up. Friday, the Rhinos against the Antigua, 7:35 kickoff. The Flash Wednesday at Chicago, 7:30. And then home Sunday, 4:05 against Seattle. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Next Monday, 6:30, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, WYSL, 92.1 FM, 1040 AM, and at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.